Koalas are on fire. Bernie Sanders is a sexist. And those who are challenging trans activist ideas are killing themselves. Welcome to Slightly Offensive. Today we are talking about truth and whether it exists or not, and how media organizations, politicians, and of course, society in general is working together to cover up the truth, to get you to believe things that are not happening, and to stop you from investigating the things that are. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your favorite gay black woman, me, Elijah Schaefer. For those of you guys that thought I retired the title of gay black woman, well, I was pretty much finished with it. Apparently, you guys were not. And back by popular demand, my transracial identity has now become a reality. And that's just to let you know that truth is now subjective. And that's the topic for today. But before we get into that, I want to welcome in the studio my guests, Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks, as well as Kezia Schaefer.
Oh,
I was wondering what he was gonna say.
Also known as Crocs On, fellow content creator, YouTuber, and cuddle buddy.
Oh, that is just so bad.
Absolutely humiliating.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
just kidding. No, it's nice. You guys are a fantastic couple, and you're the ones cuddling, for the record. A lot of people think when they comment that me and you are the ones cuddling after the show's over.
Well, they wouldn't be fully wrong, but anyway.
We have cuddled.
We have cuddled.
That's not weird.
Our shoulders touched in traffic. It's just true. It's close quarters. Oh. Anyway, so today's topic is actually really good, guys, because obviously we all know InfoWars has been completely banned and removed off the internet because they pushed conspiracy theories about... Why am I forgetting it? What's the name of this?
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Thank you. See, I still don't remember that. I'm such a man of redemption. I don't even remember people's big blunders. But they pushed this so-called conspiracy theory that the media said. They got taken off. The media is super big on burying conspiracy theories. Even YouTube, if you have conspiracy theory in your title, if it even is considered to be a non-mainstream idea, they'll bury your video. Essentially, there's this war in the media about really what is truth? How do we portray truth? And I think there's this deceptive battle going on to where the media likes to pretend like they're fighting to put out an honest message and that they say they're fighting against dishonesty. But in reality, I believe that they're actually pushing lies. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is like media lies and the way that they twist the truth and absolutely bend it. And I wanted to start by getting into a story. Did you watch the debates?
No.
Just no?
No. I saw the highlights, though. I saw what Elizabeth Warren said to Bernie after. That was pretty good. I saw some of the highlights, but no, I didn't watch. And I didn't feel like I missed anything either.
It wasn't even important.
Yeah, we're so desensitized to like the political environment right now. Like even with impeachment and stuff, I tried to shoot an impeachment video at USC, and it was just so boring, and no one cared. No one wanted to talk about it, even though it's a huge deal. So I feel like the media and the political content has become like, you know, news porn.
Wait, when did you try to talk about impeachment at USC?
At the USC, for the Pledge of Allegiance speech.
Oh, I didn't know.
I started off as an impeachment speech, and everyone was like, yeah, like, whatever, even though impeachment's like a huge deal.
Someone's like, is that a fruit? That's what always happens. So he's like, talking to me about fruit, impeachment. It's like a mint-flavored fruit.
Yeah, or they're like, yeah, Trump's out of there. And it's like,
Yeah, they don't know anything. You didn't watch the debates, did you?
No. But I did want to, I did see that same clip that you saw when they asked the question to Bernie and then they said to Elizabeth, they completely disregarded what he said. But I saw that she, at the end of it, he had his hand out. She didn't shake it. And then it was this awkward, but I didn't hear what they were talking about.
Oh, they added the audio to that.
We'll watch it right now. Yeah, so for those of you guys that don't know, essentially we're going to talk about a few different categories of dishonesty with politicians, with the media, and of course, with celebrities in Hollywood. And so the first thing I want to talk about is about the debate where Elizabeth Warren, there's this question on whether or not Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren that she could not be president because a woman could not be president. I think we have that clip right here, yeah?
CNN reported yesterday Senator Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards.
Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed.
Okay, can we stop that there?
So who's lying?
Okay, wait,
based on body language, based on what we know.
Yeah, based on body language, here we go. So, number one, she said, I disagree, not no, not yes. It was a calculated response.
Yeah.
So you already know that if you have to, like, she's thinking about what she's going to say.
I'm just wondering real quick, did she know that that was going to be one of the questions, or was she sort of caught out? Like, maybe she said it in a speech, because I don't know when it came out when she originally said that he told her that, right?
I think it was one of those things. You know how she's like, oh, yeah, my dad was a janitor. My kids went to public school.
Yeah, can we bring up that tweet? Do you have that tweet by Cernovich? Like, we have a list.
So she has a few things where she kind of just exaggerates. I think she may have just off the cuff said, like, oh, yeah, Bernie said that. Maybe it was that specific election.
Yeah.
Like, a woman's not going to win this election. It's not the best thing to say.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was like women can't be president.
Right.
Like they're accusing Bernie of
or
saying.
Or maybe
now
you should,
she's trying
you should
to tone
step
it back
a
little bit.
Right. They might have been saying, like, hey, I don't think you're going to become president. Because, like, right here, Mike Cernovich said, here's Elizabeth Warren's lies.
Oh.
She said she's Native American. She got fired for being pregnant. Total lie. We found that one. I remember that one. Dad was a janitor. Kids went to private school. She plagiarized her powwow cookbook recipes. And then also said Bernie said a woman couldn't win. So she's got about, I'm having trouble counting. It's about six positive lies in the last like 18 months that have been like publicly debunked. So she's a known liar, and not in the terms of like Donald Trump, where at the speech at Turning Point he said, I know more about windmills than pretty much anyone else.
No one knows more about windmills than me.
Wind, interesting thing.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying these are lies. And unironically, Bernie Sanders is like too honest, like meaning he's like, yeah, I want to push socialism, I'm basically a communist,
right,
and this is what I want to do, and he's never hidden that. I'm just saying, he's like, not, I don't believe his views, but I don't think he's a liar.
Yeah, I don't think he's a liar either. And then she said to him after that, you saw that clip with the audio put in, right?
Do we have that? That clip? I think we have it.
Yeah. This is next level.
Oh.
You're going to like this,
Kat. Yeah, this is what I wanted to see.
Oh.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that
anytime
discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
And then CNN released it. So it's like CNN's kind of going against Bernie by doing that and showing her to be like a powerful woman who's confronting, whatever. But it's like, yeah, technically I didn't call you a liar. I said, you know, you weren't being truthful. She didn't say you were a liar. And also she is a liar. So Bernie's got to be like, yeah, what?
Well, truth. The point is if we don't even care about truth anymore. This is what's interesting: is the Democrats say they care about truth. That one of their biggest issues is that Trump's a liar, is that he's not telling the truth. But from my understanding, Elizabeth Warren has been proven and caught in more direct lies than any candidate on that stage. Not to mention they're a liars because they say they're about diversity, yet they're all white. They say they're about the poor, yet they're all millionaires. I think a couple of them are actually billionaires, right?
Mm-hmm. Tom Steyer, I think, is
yeah. And Bloomberg too.
And Bloomberg.
Yeah, they're billionaires, right? They talk about this idea of wanting women to be first, yet men are in the lead. I mean, these people are just are absolutely hypocrites. But the point about truth not existing anymore is like, we're watching this when this is the questions you're asking future presidents of America. Like, you really think
who
Bernie Sanders
that?
Said a woman
Did
couldn't
you say
win?
This?
Well, do you really think he said that? No. Like, there's that Bernie Sanders would be the kind of person who would probably say, and I hate to defend Bernie Sanders, but I have to. If someone said, did Bernie Sanders say it's time for a female president? I would probably believe that.
Right.
Or did some quote happen to where he said something about Hillary or something like that, like, oh, like he was running against her and it was like, oh yeah, they just wanted a woman to be a president and it wasn't time for a woman to be president or something. Yes, but I mean, is he a liar? No, I think Elizabeth Warren is full of shit.
It's going to be interesting too, because when one of them drops out, the other part of that base is going to be pretty annoyed. So if Bernie drops out, like a lot of those Bernie bros are not going to go to Elizabeth Warren if she's the nominee just because they're mad about this, and same vice versa. Mm. So that can be pretty interesting after. It's going to be a fight for those people who are basically becoming independent after that. If they're mad, you know, if Bernie drops out, half of his base won't go to Elizabeth Warren, I don't think.
Do you know, I found out today that from a recent Gallup poll that only 24% of America considers themselves to be liberal. and actually 37% is conservative. The rest is like moderate. 34% is moderate. Mm-hmm. So the entire country is predominantly center right. So it's like, I don't even understand how these people think they have a chance to win, because right. moderates are increasingly voting for Donald Trump. I don't believe any of the polls about Trump's approval rating. And they talk about it like his approval rating's low, when really it was higher than Obama at the same time. So, I mean, he's doing really pretty dang good overall. And these people over here are bickering about lying. They're just hypocrites. Right. I mean, and same thing with Biden. They say, oh, he's incompetent. Trump, he's in, you know, I was watching a documentary last night on YouTube, and you see the propaganda. They were like, now that we have a blundering idiot for the president in 2017, it's like, you know, it's sponsored by YouTube or whatever, this documentary. You see that. But meanwhile, they're on stage. The American people are watching, or I should say they're not watching, because it's clearly evident that they're not going to win. I mean, it's just, it's obvious. These people are foolish. They're stupid. And they're guilty of the same crimes that they're accusing Trump of. You know, I'm just saying, like, this just shows for the fact they're not united. They don't have a common purpose or a call. And in fact, they're just as petty as they claim Trump to be.
Yeah, they have no shot. Van Jones said it too. They're scared. They really don't have a viable candidate. They need Hillary Clinton to get back in it, bro. Only Hillary.
I would love if Hillary came in.
We need her.
She's kind of like her. You know, who compared her to herpes? That was Anna Paulina.
Paulina on Fox.
Yeah, she's like herpes. She just comes back.
Yeah.
Like you, it's like she's in, but she comes back and never, yeah, but and she got barred, I think, from.
Fox didn't like that.
Fox didn't like comparing Hillary Clinton to herpes. It's like, that's the nicest thing I've heard someone say about her.
I called Cory Booker satanic on Fox, and they called me the next day and were like, oh, that was pretty funny.
Oh, wow.
Well, but you didn't call him like, you didn't call him like syphilis. Mm. I mean, comparing him to Satan is accurate. I guess a disease. I guess it's like it's an insult to herpes to call Hillary Clinton herpes. Oh, they're like, hey, I don't think that bacteria would feel very good being compared to a satanic person. You know what I'm saying? Like, satanic probably would have been even better. The devil himself. But you know, that being said, if you notice the Golden Globes, obviously this is like not about the Golden Globes, but we see the politicians are lying. They can't tell the truth. They can't seem to even know who's lying. Even in this matter, it's hard to know who's telling the truth anymore. Did you catch at the Golden Globes, even after Ricky Gervais told everyone not to politicize things, how quickly they politicized and took advantage to talk about climate change?
I didn't watch the Golden Globes either.
Yeah, climate change. That's the new stupid thing that makes no sense. But Australia kind of burned down. But it was arsonists, but also there was some climate change.
Listen, that's what people everyone know. Knows Australia is always catching on fire. It's a very hot country. We have a lot of really, really, our plants are really dry. A bunch of people like to set fires in Australia, especially in the dry season. And also the greenies or the environmentalists, yeah, they don't want bush burning, like what's that
they
called?
They don't want forest clearing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't like any forest cleaning. Everything stay the same, and we are a really like flammable country. And then they don't let us do anything to prevent fires or to just make it better. And then they say, oh no, we caught on fire. It must be global warming. Yeah,
here's a koala like drinking out of the water bottle. And it's like, why did you do this?
Right, they
Donald
use
Trump.
Koalas. They use koalas. They always use something to push their narrative. And so like kind of like with the politicians. So you see they're liars. Truth doesn't exist there. Then you go into the media. Now, it was proven, right, at the time of the Golden Globes, they already found out that there was 24 arsonists that were arrested for this, okay? 24 arsonists. That's a lot of people. That also makes me question the fact, do you think that these are environmental terrorists, like climate change terrorists? Like, why are 24 people intentionally setting fires at the exact same time? Is that uncoordinated? Like, 24 people just woke up one day and were like, I'm going to go, like, light a bushfire.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to get too conspiratorial.
And
I'm
it's
just
like
saying.
If you want to take it to the next level, like right before the Golden Globes, it's like there's your message, there's your ripple, there's your reverberating or whatever it's called. Like you send that, you know, you layer it out there, the messaging. It's I can see that, and yeah, it's just their new religion. It's just something to believe in, change your behavior for, and if you're not about it, you're not progressive. It's very scary times. This has become their religion. They want to take $100 trillion or whatever.
It's more than that.
Very embarrassing.
But look at this. Watch this clip. So after it was already released that the fires were started by arson, watch the audacity of this person. Who is this? Kate Blanchett? Beckinsale? I don't know who they are. They all the same. Watch this. Get that. Watch this. Okay, this is. Oh, no, this is Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe could not be here with us tonight because he is at home in Australia protecting his family from the devastating bushfires. He sent along this message in case he won. Make no mistake, the tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based. We need to act based on science.
move our global workforce to renewable energy and respect our planet for the unique and amazing place it is. That way, we all have a future. Thank you.
Okay.
They don't care. Yeah, this is totally fake. They couldn't give two cares about what's going on.
Make no mistake.
Yeah.
These are started by climate change. Right. Russell Crowe in Australia. I'm supposed to like take his word for it. Yeah. Thank you, Russell Crowe.
Also bad for Russell Crowe. What about everyone else in Australia who have lost their homes? My granddad lost a bunch of his cattle and his land all burnt down. Like, people who lost their lives, I think, even. Oh, I don't know.
There's a few deaths.
Yeah. Like, it's really, really sad. Everyone knows, even in California, when you guys have fires, it's really upsetting.
And they're started by homeless people sometimes. Like, homeless people cooking in the mountains. That's a real... No, but the real problem is what's interesting about the dishonesty is, like, they say... It reminds me a lot of, like, junior high, you know, when people, like, spread rumors. Like, well, somebody told me to tell you that this is something to do. That's actually what she's saying. Like, you don't even know if Russell Crowe said this. Right. Like, what if Russell Crowe's, like, an anti-climate change person? She's like, he crossed her, and she's like, I'm just going to represent him and just say that this. But the point is just make no mistake. We got to use science. Basically, we got to look at the truth. She's looking to the science to be the truth, and she's saying we've got to understand that this is why the climate change is responsible, when it's not. And there's one more clip. They didn't shut up. They kept going on this narrative while articles were being released the same day as this, even the day before, explaining that that's not the case. They had pre-approved messages to the American people and to the world about what these Australian fires were about. I think this is actually the Kate Blanchett. Is she Australian?
I think Kate is, yeah, but I'm surprised they didn't get Greta Thunberg up there to make a speech.
She would take her too long to figure out
where a fire starts.
Climate change is a global issue.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've many friends who've lost their homes, and I think it's not only the human cost, and it's the loss of biodiversity. My heart goes out to everyone, people I know and people I don't know. But it's a global problem, you know. You look at what happens every year, mudslides and fires in California. Climate change is a global issue.
Okay,
what's biodiversity?
It's like animals and plants, like just meaning that all these things, like a lot of koalas died. So there's always the koala, the appeal to koalas, which is actually
everyone
pretty
loves
good.
Koalas.
I like koalas. Yeah.
The whole name of the game, it's like the people on the right know that these stories are BS. The people on the left who are pulling the strings know it's BS. And it's just like, how confused can they make anyone in the middle who's not committed enough to fully research it? Like, oh yeah, I don't like want to pay attention to what's going on, but I'll check Twitter, I'll check celebrities' news, celebrities' feeds on social media, and it's like, oh, Russell Crowe said, you know, he's defending his home against climate change. Like, damn, climate change is definitely real. Russell Crowe's fighting against it.
And you see like pictures every day you get on Instagram. There's like burned koalas. And you're like. Like, exactly. Everyone, no one likes to see burned koalas. Like, that's the saddest thing. In fact, it's almost sadder than seeing people's homes burn. It's just like little fluffy dudes that you know, because remember, and also koalas too, what's the saddest part about them is they get really high off the eucalyptus leaves, and that's why they get so stoned that they fall out of trees. And I always like to mention that. You know that's true.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine you're just stoned, you're chilling, you're a little koala, you're just munching on some leaves,
riding
little salad.
Riding your mom's back.
Yeah, riding your mom's back. And then the fire comes, and you're just like, imagine how scary that would be. You're totally inebriated, just high out of your mind, and some flames start coming. You don't know if you're tripping, and you just get your little, and they're like little wool balls. They're like,
you don't know it unless you've actually felt a koala's fur. It's really rough and coarse. It is.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's very flammable.
So we should combat the fake news with that. Everyone's sad about the koalas. We can be like, well, if you pet them, it wouldn't actually be that comfortable.
Yeah.
It wouldn't actually be that enjoyable.
And they're dangerous.
And they bite. And their claws, I bet if they held onto you, they're not considerate. They probably just grab onto you and it would hurt.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, oh, this is probably, it's like a scared cat, I think.
Yeah, but nobody's happy about burned koalas. But that's the point about this. So you have the media, True. You have the media lying every single day, you know, working in cahoots with the politicians. Then you have this idea of like taking these environmental issues to push this lie to move globalism. And it doesn't stop. The truth doesn't even matter because there's nobody even fighting against this. And those of us that fight against this are actually called conspiracy theorists. When it's like, this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying it's the truth. In fact, do we have that article from Snopes? Snopes called out InfoWars and said that they were lying about 200 people arrested for deliberately starting bushfires. They clarified it's completely false, and Snopes clarified it's actually 183 people that started them, not 200. Oh. So it's bad for rounding up.
And then, quote, nearly 200. So it's like, that's what are they?
Yeah,
said?
And then also it was only 24 that deliberately. The other ones just broke laws and threw like broke fire laws and threw, I had barbecues out in the middle of dry forests. It's like, well, yeah, maybe that state nearly 200 like deliberately started fires. If you're throwing your cigarette into a dry bush, mm-hmm. I would consider that deliberately starting a fire. And I don't think that's criminal felony, like meaning that you actually like was like you walked out that day, but it's kind of like saying like, oh, well, he killed someone on accident. It's like, that's still manslaughter. Like, he still killed somebody. They still like, you punch someone in the face and they knock down and hit their head on the asphalt. You still did. You're still going to get in trouble. You didn't mean to kill them, but it's like still kind of you did. Like, you hit them hard enough and you didn't think about the consequences. These people are throwing cigarettes, having barbecues. That's starting a fire. It's like, there's 183 people, but they want you to think it's climate change. Right. I think they even mentioned down there about it being related to climate change. Is it? It's somewhere in the article, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, look. Go up to the top, right there. It's killed at least 24 people, destroyed homes. It's linked to climate change.
Linked. That's the key word. Linked.
Yeah. So they clarified it's not started by people. And you know what's funny? When you look up Australia wildfires on Google, the first thing that comes up is Snopes. This is the first thing that comes up. When you look up these fires, they want you to know that it started by climate change, not by the nearly 200 people, because it was 183. And they clarify at the bottom, it's 183 people with misconduct. So they're directing the narrative to get people to believe something. That's why you shouldn't use Google.
Yeah, and then if you're trying to do real research and like actually looking into it, the first thing you see is a fact-checking site. And it's telling you how, you know, wrong InfoWars is and how much is climate change. It's very scary.
They
times.
Hate InfoWars so much. Times. They hate InfoWars. Like,
how? Alex Jones is so entertaining. Such a shame that they got him.
Alex Jones is no more of an exaggerator than the mainstream media. I believe that.
Rachel Maddow should be in jail for what she's done. The Russia hoax, all that stuff. How many times has the media been supportive of wars and airstrikes and getting the public, you know, behind all these wars or justifying it? Horrible, way worse than Alex Jones. Alex Jones, like, he's not even dying on that hill. He's not even like, oh, I still believe what I said about the Sandy Hook stuff. He's apologized, he's been sued, it's horrible. It was years ago. There's people on the mainstream media every day talking about Russia and Putin and all this stupid stuff that makes no sense. It's very disrespectful.
Well, let me bring it to this then. So speaking of that, so we had that. Now, the media is no stranger to lying and covering things up. There's something else interesting too about the truth not existing is that they tend to care about like hate crimes and things that fit their narrative. But there was something that happened recently. Did you see the clip of that gay boy, young gay activist yelling at the drag queens? Drag queens are not for kids. Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
No.
We have that clip, right?
Drag queens are not for kids. 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 Drag queens are not for kids.
Do not have permission to show me.
Drag queens are not for kids.
You're just going to hold a camera on my face like that indefinitely?
Drag queens are not for kids.
All right, let's stop there.
Young people doing it as well.
Yeah, so real Chad shit.
Yeah, these are like Gen Zers. Here's what's interesting though. That boy who led this died of a suicide a few days later.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's just really interesting that a lot of people suicide. Shortly after coming against left-wing activists and left-wing politicians. I'm being honest on this. It's getting to the point now where when someone goes against somebody or like they go against, let's say, drag queens and they start to like start a movement and they kill themselves, it's like I can almost guarantee they probably fully didn't kill themselves or were coerced or something. Because this is important. This hit viral fame. He was an activist. He was a homosexual dude too. He's not anti-LGBT.
Right.
He didn't say drag queens are bad or they're degenerate or they're yucky or whatever he would say. He just said it's not for kids. Just like people have sex and you can do that, but it's not for children. Like there's a clear demarcation, but he committed suicide. And you know of all these suspicious deaths that have been happening around people recently. I'm sure you know of quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I'm thinking about? My favorite actor?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I wasn't listening. No, I'm kidding. yeah, I think he did kill himself.
Was it from bullying?
I think, well, to be honest, when the left comes after you and they try to deperson you and take everything from you and you get all these hate comments and everyone just like ambushes you, I think it's a very lonely place. And this guy kind of was just getting into it. So suicide, maybe he's had some other issues as well. And this kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back. But even with like Tommy Robinson and Milo and even like Alex Jones, like the way they go after these people and not let you have a life and take everything from you. Mm-hmm. And it's like if you have a family and kids, it's just like, and you have no bank account, you can't get a house, you get sued every day.
They just blocked that Proud Boy. They took the Proud Boys leaders. The Proud Boy guy. They're taking away all their bank accounts.
Like they deperson you so bad that like, it's not that suicide makes sense, but it's like you can kind of understand, like it's not off the table, and it's something that we should be concerned about, I think, for a lot of these creators that get depersoned.
What about Kevin Spacey? The fact that everybody, it's up to four people, everybody who accused him of sexual assault either committed suicide or they dropped the case. And we have this article, actually, which is really interesting.
And that video he made, too.
Well, do you know what's interesting?
Yeah, he was boasting about it.
Is, you know how LGBT community are always saying like, oh, we're always killing ourselves and committing suicide because we get so much hate and backlash from Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters and this, that, and the other, and woe is us, like we're always under attack. It really seems like, yes, I can understand that there is suicides in that, but it's just as bad on the other side for this conservative, like this young man or anyone coming against anyone from the LGBT community, and then they're killing themselves. So it goes both ways.
Oh yeah, they're way more hateful. Yeah. I think what's his name, Chadwick Moore, explained that he was that Chadwick recently that made a post about how, no, that was Dave Rubin, I think. I don't know. Oh. My favorite gay liberal conservative people. I don't know who they are, but they're all cool guys. But they were saying that, you know, everyone talks about these Christians, all these people being the most intolerant of ideas and everything. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, yeah, I spoke at Liberty University to like 1,400 people, and it was like the most welcoming environment I ever was in. Like they all wanted to hear a debate, talk about ideas, and listen. And these people don't want to listen. The minute you say anything that could be even considered anti-trans, anything, you're a transphobe, you don't exist anymore, you don't deserve to live. And we just saw with the Bernie Sanders campaign, they want to put you in jail, they'll put you in gulags, they want a revolution. These people and I actually have a show coming out today about that, about in the UK universities are hiring thought police now. They're literally hiring people to report microaggressions.
Wow.
Hateful rhetoric. So they're hiring actually paid salary people to come on to report on people who are saying things that offend people, which is just absolutely crazy. But we have that article, yes, I think, of this. What's really interesting when you go down here is this guy right here, Scandinavian writer Kevin Spacey accuser dies at 47. Scandinavian writer Ari Bain, how do you say that? B-E-H-N?
Bean.
Scandinavian writer Ari Behn, the ex-husband of Norwegian princess Martha Louise and among the people who had accused actor Kevin Spacey of sexual misconduct, died this week. His manager said he was 47. Behn died by suicide Wednesday. The Norwegian royal family said in its written statement that he was an important part of her family. Behn, who was Danish-born, was married for 14 years. The couple divorced. The match had critics before it even became more official, blah, blah, blah. But the point of the matter is like, why is everyone committing suicide? It could be that. Sometimes I wonder if they're being taken out, though, too, or coerced into it. Like, that's their goal, is to get them to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they say, like, you should die. Like, some people are, like, literally writing them, like, you should kill yourself.
Yeah. And I think with the Epstein stuff, like, Epstein, it's, like, a lot easier to kill yourself, I think, when the guy holding the wire is just like, shh, just stop. It's almost done. Like, you knew we had to do this. Like, you knew, like, just go to sleep. It's almost over. Just like calm, you know, like that makes it a little bit easier to kill yourself.
Right. Also, too, when someone pulls the trigger for you, you ever think about that? Like when someone shoots you in the head, it's like that's probably the easiest way to commit suicide.
Right. 100%. When you do it yourself.
Assisted suicide.
Assisted suicide. We should start calling these deaths assisted suicide. And also note that we just ended by laughing at people being killed for their political beliefs.
Oof. That is really bad.
Yeah, that's the show.
It wasn't me.
But anyway, kind of wrapping this up. So, you know, I want to keep this as a rotating topic. Sometimes the news weeks are a little bit not slow, but there's overreaching and overarching ideas where honesty doesn't exist. And so we have to kind of carve out our own truth, unfortunately. We have to live in this world and live in a world where we can't believe the people that are put in power and positions or voted into power and positions to try to disseminate the truth to us. And I think that those that watch this show and watch our shows and what we do, they realize that. But that's why the media and YouTube and everyone's trying to squash us and cut us out so quickly. But anyway, we're going to get back next week with some more incredible interviews, talks, and things going on, as well as reminding always check out our sponsors for today, which is Fleckus Merch, which can be found at fleckusshop.com. What is it?
Shopfleckus.com.
Oh, opposite? Dyslexic?
Yeah, dyslexic Elijah. It's okay. Shopfleckus.com. Bradshaw.com. We got a lot of cool merch. This wasn't an actual plug, and we didn't sponsor the show, but it's a free plug, and I appreciate it. There's really cool stuff there. We have a Where's Hunter shirt now that's really good that Todd made, Elijah's producer.
Anyway, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Crocs On and Fleckas. Thank you guys always for watching. Please always like, share, and subscribe to keep independent media and journalism alive. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in every week, as well as get these audio-only downloads. Have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America.